Coronavirus has upended daily life, and for those who care for children, it can be hard to know what to say or how to explain what's going on. WUSF's Kerry Sheridan spoke with Dr. Judith Bryant, a professor of psychology at the University of South Florida, outside of our Tampa studio. She started by addressing why this is so difficult.
I think the hardest part for all of us, regardless of our age, is just uncertainty. Humans don't like when life is not predictable and when our routines are thrown off.
So let's start with the younger children. When is too young to talk to a child about coronavirus?
I don't think it's ever too young, but it seems to me the issue is more trying to figure out what they might want to know.
So if they have a question, you should answer their question.
If they have a question, you answer it as best you can. I would steer away from being overly excited or giving them untrue information. And it's also perfectly fine to say, I don't know, let's read about it, or let's go online, or let's find out a little bit more.
What are some ways to deal with the uncertainty of it? If a kid says, is grandma going to die? Or when am I going to go back to school? Things that we maybe don't have an answer for. How do you answer those questions?
Seems to me we don't have an answer to that. And so part of coping with the uncertainty is making as many things in one's life predictable as possible. So if it's possible to stick to routines, you get up at a certain time during the school year, try to continue to do that. Family time, meal time, getting outside. We're so fortunate to be in Florida where we can be outside and get exercise and so on. But I think getting into those routines, going back to normal as possible, creating new routines, that will help tremendously.
These sorts of routines, is it important to give children a sense of power over their circumstance or let them set some new rules or set some new ideas for things to do?
I think that's a great idea. So enabling children who are often powerless to make decisions and giving them reasonable choices. Do you want to do your reading at this time or that time for the younger children? What should we have for dinner? Do you want to help? Can you bring the ingredients? Can you wash some things? Clearly, children can be involved, and that empowers them as well.
What about parents or adults who are dealing with children in this time of uncertainty? How should adults think about themselves and getting their own head right before they talk to children?
It's a challenge, as with hurricanes and other kinds of unusual situations. And to the extent possible, especially for our children's sake, we really need to get control of our emotions, because children, especially the young ones, get their emotional cues from us. And so if we are anxious, panicking, constantly worrying, that will get conveyed to them. And we do need to compose ourselves when we're around our children. And I think that'll make us feel better too. And the suggestions I've made for children for routine and being involved and perhaps limiting, with all due respect, exposure to media, sometimes that can be just relentless. And so the same tips I'd say for children will work for adults as well. We need to take care of our own physical and mental health and get outside. I think that's helpful too.